La agrupación estadounidense Dive está próxima a visitar Guadalajara. Este 21 de septiembre será la presencia del cuarteto que está promocionando su disco más reciente, Frog in Boiling Water, su trabajo en estudio que presentan este 2024, un gran trabajo sonoro, uno de los discos más destacados de lo que llevamos del año. Pero para platicarnos más detalles de esta visita a C3 Stage el próximo 21 de septiembre, tenemos el gusto de conectar en esta videollamada con los integrantes de Dive. Hello, guys.
Hello.
How are you?
Great. How you doing?
I'm very well. It's a pleasure to have this conversation with you. So you will come to Guadalajara this September 21st to C3 Stage in the tour of your latest record, Frog in Boiling Water. First of all, what can you tell us about the process of creating this album? It's one of the most important albums of the year. It's an amazing album. So what can you tell us about Frog in Boiling Water?
Well, thank you. That's really nice for you to say. I would just say on this one, we worked really hard to make the best record we could, the best sounding record. We spent a lot of time, worked really hard on it, and we're real proud of it.
And it's not only me who says that it's a brilliant album. A lot of press, a lot of media have said that it's an important album, a great album of the year. So I'm very sure that you are pleased to have these kind words from other media.
Yeah.
So how different was the process of creating this record in front of your other three albums? I know it's been different members over these years, and you have passed through some changes, but what can you tell us about the difference in this album?
I think there's been a lot of focus internally and from the press and stuff about how it's like been it was a more democratic approach and like all four of us writing. But as time goes on, I feel like the big thing that I think about is that this was like the first album we made with like a proper producer who had like just as much control in certain ways as us. And that was like a really interesting and at times fun, at times challenging experience to kind of like come up with like what the four of us thought we wanted the record to sound like or should sound like, and then there's this other person with all this control and like talent to be able to like get it either there or somewhere slightly different. And so that was like in hindsight, just a really surprising part of the process because we had never really worked with a legitimate producer like that.
It's actually one of the roles of a producer to give the band some ideas to make you feel better about your sound, to improve the songs, right?
Yeah, or make us feel worse, depending on the situation. But, you know, we've been a band for a really long time. And, you know, over like 10 or 15 years or whatever, people grow and change. Anybody does. So I think that it just kind of reflects where we're at as people more now, you know, than the old records do, for example.
Ben, what can you tell us about the process of the lyrics in the album? What you want to say? What's the stories you want to tell in Frog in Boiling Water?
I think kind of accidentally we made maybe not a concept record, but that all of the songs on the album kind of share a theme. And they're each one is like kind of from a different point of view of a different type of person. I don't know, they're all just kind of observations on the world and the state of the world from a different type of person or from a person going through a different experience. And I think that was a kind of a novel approach as far as this band and the lyrics. I think some of the songs on Deceiver dealt with some kind of like political topics, but this one was kind of the first one where almost all the songs are kind of from the point of view of a character almost.
It's very important how you decide to take the time to make an album and make a full-length album, because you have an important way of making music, but you also have released only four albums during these active years. You take the time nowadays that the music industry and a lot of bands only think about a single and only think about put one song each month on streaming platforms.
I mean, we're a fan of the album as a format, you know, so it's kind of feels like really what we always want to do. There's something special about songs that kind of have a cohesive thing and this like big picture statement. So, you know, that's one side of it, is that's just what we want to make is albums. But I think aside from that, there's a lot of stuff that you have to do. Aside from writing, you know, just making a record is hard. You write it and record it and produce it and mix it and all that stuff takes a while. But also, you know, once you're done with a record, you go on tour and you have all this stuff. So, you know, it's not like we're on vacation in between records. It's just, there's a lot of work that we do that isn't just putting out records in order to, you know, make money and stuff.
Yes, because you also, Zach, play a lot. You have a lot of gigs. You have a lot of presence in festivals. So that it's part, not only a part of the job, it's part of who you are as a band.
Yeah, especially us. I feel like we're very much a live band. And so we try to bring some of that into our records. But it's also really important for us to play together live, because I think that that's one of our strengths as a band.
And how do you handle these very long tours and all these gigs with your work in the studio? I mean, you work during tours, or you take time to go to a studio and only do that?
We try, but it's really hard to write on tour. It's like almost every hour of the day is kind of accounted for. And I know that some bands managed to do that, but we haven't gotten there yet. I think there's hope. We're trying to like kind of streamline the process and be able to write a little bit more in between, but it's also hard when you get home from tour. You kind of want to just like recover from the tour, and also, you know, we have to still continue promoting the album, you know, doing interviews like this and stuff. So it's hard to find the time, but hopefully we can make the time.
And Andrew, what can you tell us about the show we will see here in Guadalajara and in Mexico City as part of these tours? But what can we expect about this gig?
It's more than just four dudes playing songs on stage. You know what I mean? Like, we feel like because of numerous factors, prices of tickets go up so much and at a higher rate than people's income goes up. And so, like, going to shows now is like people are, you know, skipping groceries in order to afford the tickets and stuff like that, rather than just like, oh, it's just like what we're going to go out and do tonight, you know? And so with that in mind, we try to keep people entertained every single second that we're on stage, and really kind of try to keep them engaged in ways that we've never done before, and like kind of try to tell a story in a way. So it's not like old dive shows where you would show up and then we would just play the album twice as fast and like that was it, you know? Like we care a lot about the actual production right now.
I know, and that's why your fans are always telling other people to go to your shows, right? That's part of growing your fan base.
Yep, that's the plan.
And also in festivals, Colin, how do you decide how to do a smaller gig and a smaller amount of time in a festival than in your own show?
I think it's like a challenge that changes every time you put out a new record, because now we have four albums. And so now it's like in certain ways more difficult to decide which songs best kind of represent the band, because there's so many songs to pull from. And then there's also like which songs will go off best at a festival, because you kind of, you're playing for people who are coming to see you, but you're also kind of catering to the people who are like walking by in the distance, maybe hearing something and being like, oh, I got to check that out. But then ultimately, at the end of the day, you're also just trying to like play the best set that you can play. That was kind of what we, when we did the Depeche Mode tour, that was like the biggest calculation in the end. We were talking about making, playing new songs, playing, you know, certain songs that we love to play. And then in the end, it was just like, what are the seven like best songs together that we can play consistently throughout the night? So I think ultimately, maybe, yeah, long answer, but maybe that's kind of the goal, is just being brutal about like, what's our best shit? What do we got to like, or what do we want to say to a big audience too? That's new.
Looking forward to listen the new songs live. In the meantime, we can listen the album, Zach, in all streaming platforms. You will bring vinyls, right, or CDs to your show here in Guadalajara?
Actually, I don't know. We usually do, but international, you know, travel and taxes and all that stuff makes it a little bit more difficult. We're flying on like a plane with all our stuff, and vinyl's heavy, so who knows? It's possible, but not guaranteed.
There'll be like a limited amount of merch of some kind, though, for sure. Yeah.
Because it's an important part of for a band, the merch nowadays in music industry is huge. But not only because the money side, but when you're a fan, you want to have as much things as you can as from a band, right? A tee or a pin or a vinyl.
Yeah, that's how we are. We're, every time we go to a show, we're always at the merch table. But, you know.
It's great. It's great to have something about a band you love. But it's also important to watch live a band you love. So looking forward to listen Dive this September 21 on C3 Stage here in Guadalajara. You will have a blast here in Mexico, right? You always do.
Always.
Yeah, definitely. Do other bands say that too? Is it like a thing for American bands to say that playing Mexico is the best? Or is that just us?
You will have a great time, I'm sure.
No doubt.
Looking forward to see you live here in Guadalajara. Congratulations on your latest record, Frog in Boiling Water. Brilliant album, amazing, amazing sound. And see you soon. It's a pleasure to have this conversation with four of you. I really appreciate that you have connect for the chat with Rutas Alternas.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.